This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Tell me why I always need to survive off your love. Your love. 'Cause every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that the host has never mattered on this show. What has always mattered is exactly who the listeners are. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk because today is Thursday, March the 14th of 2024. Not that we shouldn't talk if it wasn't that. And only day 74 of the year and 292 days remaining. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Yeah, there you go. We hang out in USA, Canada, and UK because that seems to be the thing that we do around here. No doubt about that. So don't worry because that is what we do. Anyway, so we got a lot of stuff going on today, a lot of stuff to discuss. Apparently a little bit of catch up to play because I made a disappearing act yesterday. We can get into that if you want to know. So let's talk about what happens here. Number one, thank you for coming back. If this is, if you've been here before, if you haven't been here before, let's talk just a titty bitty in regards of what we do around here. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of our gig, you know. We talk about what's going on in the news cycle. We talk about some safety aspects. We make some fun of some people. We poke some fun at some other people. You know, just the norm. You know, the norm. That's kind of how the roundabout of the sequence of events goes. Outside of that, as we go down the path, we give you the opportunity to do some other stuff. We have a website called callinradio.com where you can do some video chat, some audio chat, and some messaging. The text messaging is my preferred method. Let's just be realistic. You send a message right there. Everything kind of goes through, comes to me, blah, 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 blah. That's a great thing. You have the aspect of doing it on the social media platforms. I am terrible. I try to make sure that I reference this. I'm terrible. In regards of responding to those. Man, almost as terrible as a friend that I have that you send him a text message on a Friday, you don't get a response until a Wednesday. You know, that kind of bad. So, just for reference pieces. So, callinradio.com gets you into our system. We get moving and grooving. Cool? Cool. So, outside of that, that's pretty much it. That's the whole kit and caboodle. Talk. We do hour one. There's a 2 and a 3, but that's on Radio Big side of the house. And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm kind of pissed off. I'm not going to lie here. I had a pretty big announcement to make this week. But the provider that was going to allow me to give you this announcement, you know, well, I've been on delay mode, because not much has happened. So outside of that, well, that's life. But we'll sometimes, you know, we just live with the levels of disappointment. Anyways, with that being said, let's do this. Let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a private company rocket launches ends in disaster in Japan, and a woman gets rescued from a storage container. Yeah, I said a storage container. Yeah, I wasn't joking when I said that. Also, Neil Young is back on Spotify, and Olivia Rodrigo hands out a controversial souvenir. Controversy creates cash, so I might want to hear a little bit about this. Also, Joey Behar emails the wrong Jimmy, and the Batman sequel gets delayed. I think we kind of already knew this. So is this a delay on top of the delay? Because, you know, the first one, The Batman with Robert Pattinson, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I mean, it is a remake of Seven. I don't care what anybody tells me. The Brad Pitt, a Morgan Freeman movie from many, many, many years ago. It is a versionality of that. I mean, it was a little long, let's not lie, but it was good overall. I mean, it was the true detective version, not the show, but, you know, the detective version of the Batman. So there you go. Anyways, in another car crash for the royal property. So there you go. That's what's going on. So as we do that, we'll bring in some professional broadcasters. They'll talk to us. They'll give us the move and the groove of all of everything. And then we kind of go from there. That's going to be the plan for today. So if you are excited about this, I'm excited about this, because let's be excited together, because who doesn't want that? So I got some Mark Mayfield waiting. I got him waiting and ready to go, wanting to talk to you about what the hell's going on. So let's do this. I'll do that, get him ready, get him prepped, and let's get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will apply every amount of pressure on the Senate to get the bill banning TikTok passed. The House approved the bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of the social media app. It would require TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. President Biden has said he would sign it if it cleared Congress. President Biden is announcing new investments in infrastructure. Brian Shook reports.
While speaking from the key battleground state of Wisconsin, the president said more than $3 billion in grants will be used across the U.S. to help repair neighborhoods and communities cut off from transportation infrastructure years ago. Biden said highways and rail lines have disproportionately torn through Black and low-income communities and displaced residents over the decades. The projects are funded by the president's bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Brian Shook.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's a strong proposal on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. He told reporters yesterday that it's now up to the Palestinian militant group to take the deal and end suffering in the region. Blinken also laid out how the U.S. is building a temporary port off Gaza to surge humanitarian aid into the area. A team of U.S. Marines is headed to Haiti to help protect the American embassy. Lisa Taylor has more.
The nation's prime minister stepped down following months of unrest and gang violence. The team was deployed to Port-au-Prince to increase security at the embassy, which remains open. The U.S. military first flew in forces Sunday to airlift non-essential personnel out of the country. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And there are no reports of injuries after an American Airlines flight made an emergency landing at LAX. The plane, which took off from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, landed safely Wednesday night. It's not clear what kind of mechanical problem the plane had. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bundon in Mumbai. The US House of Representatives has passed a bill that could see TikTok banned in America. It wants to give the social media giant's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, 6 months to sell its controlling stake. Donald Trump is expected to attend a hearing on Thursday in the federal case over his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Boeing has pledged to ensure proper safety and quality control procedures are followed in its airplane production.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Some of the charges filed against former President Trump are being tossed out by a judge in Georgia. Rory O'Neill reports.
A half dozen charges filed against former President Trump or his co-defendants are being dismissed, with Judge Scott McAfee saying prosecutors weren't specific enough on counts about soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. The main RICO charge is still intact, and the judge said prosecutors could seek a new indictment. The ruling comes as Judge McAfee considers removing the DA from the case over her alleged conflict of interest with the special prosecutor. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period. The 32-hour work week act would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. In a press release, Sanders said the 32-hour work week is not a radical idea. Experts are seeing record bad behavior at workplaces. Trey Thomas has more.
A new survey from the Society for Human Resources Management puts the spotlight on massive incivility at work.
Nearly two-thirds of U.S. workers have experienced or witnessed incivility in their workplace within the past month.
SHRM's chief HR manager, Jim Link, believes there will be a significant increase in incivility in the workplace this year as we approach a highly divisive election. I'm Trey Thomas.
A kangaroo is dead after being struck and killed by a car in Oklahoma. The driver thought it was a deer until he got out to check the damage. The accident happened on I-40 Wednesday morning. It's unclear where the kangaroo came from or what it was doing in Oklahoma. And a Texas man who spent 7 decades in an iron lung has died. Paul Alexander was 78 years old. He went into the device as a child after surviving polio. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Here is what you've missed on the Rated R Safety Show.
Let's make sure that I have some good understanding here. Rivian is not opening a production facility because they're having a hard time producing vehicles. So to spend more time in producing vehicles, they're going to focus on one production facility instead of having two. Did I get that right? So if you have two places doing the same thing, it won't be as quick as one place doing the one thing that both places were supposed to do. Okay, I think that's what it was. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
There you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are 16 minutes past the top of the hour hanging out here on the big radio. What? On the big radio? No, we're hanging out on Radio Big and on Safety FM. And this is the Rated R Safety Show. Just in case if you say that, I only say that because the guy that actually did the production stuff kind of messed it up. But I thought it was kind of funny. So let's talk. You know, that's behind the scenes stuff. I'm not supposed to talk about that stuff, right? I think that that's really how it's supposed to go. But you know me. I'm still the same old G, but I've been low-key. No, that's something else. I have to talk about everything that happens. It's silly if I don't. And that's the fun part. You never know what's going to happen next. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Ahead of the 2024 tax season, the IRS has rolled out its own online filing program, but only for simple returns in 12 states. The direct file system is limited to taxpayers who submit only W-2 income and not itemized deductions. While online filing programs have existed for years, this is the first government-run system, and it's limited to federal tax returns. The rep for Intuit, which owns the popular TurboTax systems, tells the Associated Press's direct file is a thinly veiled scheme that will cost billions of taxpayer dollars to pay for something that already completely is free of charge today on TurboTax. Also supports more complicated returns and has state filing. Okay, so hold on. You're asking somebody who's in the public sector or in the private sector if the public version of something that's sold in the private sector is better than the one that they sell? This seems like a kind of a dumbass kind of question if you kind of think about it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Still offensive sometimes. Anyways, the House of Representatives on Wednesday overwhelmingly approved the bill that would require the Chinese Communist Party affiliated with ByteDance to sell TikTok to an American company for the app to continue operating in the United States. President Joe Biden has indicated that he would sign the bill into law if the Senate also approves it. So far, there has been no definitive word from the leadership of the upper house of whether they will take on the bill or have it. The body is expected to vote. So there you go. So here's my question: do you think this is a question? Would a Meta vote for or bid to buy this if this was up for sale? Would X bid to buy this if it was up for sale? Because, you know, if I ask Insta is part of Meta, so that's kind of stupid. So what do you think? Because if your rival's out there and they have a limitation in regards to they have a timeline that something has to happen, what the hell do you think you're going to do? I mean, come on. I mean, I have seen consultants, you know, those people, buy books of business from other consultants because they didn't think they were going to make it. So why would this be any different? I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's something that is done. Books of business being sold. So there you go. Anyway, the private Japanese space company failed to get its rocket into orbit after a launch on Wednesday when the rocket exploded just seconds after rising off the air pad. Fortunately, no one was on board, but it did contain a spy satellite for the Japanese government. So far, no word on a cause other than the onboard issue triggering a self-destruct protocol. This is according to the New York Post. I wonder if a popular plane manufacturer had anything to do with it. Just asking. So there you go. Meanwhile, in Texas, SpaceX will attempt to launch its Starship rocket this morning during a nearly two-hour launch window opening at 7 a.m. Central Time. The first launch last April saw the rocket and its payload successfully get off the ground before mechanical failure triggered the explosion about 4 minutes into the flight. A follow-up November to get the rocket into the launch and a separate from its own spaceship, but the rocket later exploded on it. Once a successful proven that the Starship rocket will power NASA's manned Artemis mission to the moon via CBC. There you go. A lot of rocket explosions. I mean, I don't know. Is this something you want to test out? Something you want to do? I mean, everybody has to do their own thing, but man, sounds like risky business. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, the tight economy has come to Family Dollar. The budget chain store promises low prices on everyday goods. The company will shut down about 970 stores in the next few years out of its roughly, ready for this, 8,000 currently open stores. On top of the tight economic times, the company recently received $40 million fine for a rat infestation in one of its warehouses. While getting back in compliance, it had to temporarily close hundreds of stores. This is according to CNN. Listen, I'm going to reference this. If you don't watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, you're kind of missing out on some random stuff. There was a story about Dollar General and Family Dollar and Dollar Tree a few weeks ago, probably a few months ago at this point, because I don't watch it all the time. I just kind of watch it off as one-offs of things that stick out to other people that they send it to me. And it was an interesting story, something to take a look at, no doubt about that. Anyways, here you go. I'm going to start off with this story by saying this. And the moment that I say this, this is going to put you in a different mindset. Are you ready? A Florida woman. Now you already know how it starts. And then you can already imagine all the other stuff that you want to imagine because I started off with a Florida. So a Florida woman is safe after being reported missing last week. Marlene Lopez was first reported missing last Wednesday after she failed to pick up her son. The following day, she was found inside of a shipping container by owner Tyler Sonnenberg, who was investigating some banging noises. Lopez did not appear injured, but was taken to the hospital to be treated for dehydration. She was reportedly been stuck inside of the container for nearly 72 hours. What led to her end up in the shipping container is currently under investigation. Though Sonnenberg has his own theory after finding a lighter in a pipe that she allegedly left behind. This is according to Complex. It's a Complex. So there you go. So some stuff there. So this next story, I'm going to reference this because this is somebody who I have watched from afar for a long period of time. Back in the day when I used to run home from work, and there used to be this little TV network called G4 TV and a little show called Attack of the Show. And I made the amazing discovery of a young lady at the time by the name of Olivia Munn. So, she yesterday posted on Instagram, which I was very, interested that when she posted this story, but Olivia Munn recently underwent a double mastectomy after battling breast cancer for nearly a year. The actress updated her fans on her health scare on Wednesday, sharing a photo of her in the hospital bed and revealing that she was diagnosed with luminal B cancer in April of 2023. No word if she's currently in remission, but there is a whole story on her Instagram, and The amazement there is, number one, her being so open with, quote unquote, her fan base or people that follow her in regards of what was going on. Because, listen, that's not a difficult, that is not an easy diagnosis to discuss with people, and to be holding on to that for over a year or almost a year before you say anything, it has to be tough. And I can't imagine some of the mental models that you go through during that time frame. So definitely one of those things to think about. It's a very interesting story. She talks about how the impact of what it's done to her, and how 2 months prior to anything of her even finding out, she had taken some tests that said that she was cancer free, and this thing all of a sudden hit so quick. And if she wouldn't have actually looked based on something that somebody had recommended to her, she would have probably been sitting on that for a year before anything happened. So there you go. Don't like saying the thoughts and prayer thing, because it really doesn't do a lot for people. But definitely one of those things that you start considering and start looking at of how sensitive and gentle life is. She's only 43, by the way, as we are talking about this. It is 26 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm going to bring some Aaron Royale right now to talk about the world of consumerism. Not really. We're going to talk about some money matters.
The House is approving a bill that could lead to a forced sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. Matt Mattinson has the story.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65, one present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The bill requires TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. Lawmakers are concerned the Chinese government can access the personal data of millions of Americans. Those opposed to the bill argue it imposes limits on free speech.
The attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower found dead over the weekend are speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a South Carolina hotel. He was known for speaking out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over three decades. Though the coroner's office said Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Barnett's attorneys are calling on Charleston police to investigate further. In a statement, they said they did not see any indication that Barnett would take his own life. Roku says a data breach allowed hackers to get access to more than 15,000 accounts and stored credit card information. Silvana Anau reports.
The Verge reports in a notice sent to customers, Roku says the hackers obtained login information and in a limited number of cases tried to buy streaming subscriptions. Roku says the accounts didn't reveal anyone's social security numbers, full account numbers, or dates of birth. The company is working to cancel and refund unauthorized purchases and is asking affected users to reset their passwords.
Southwest Airlines is cutting capacity and reevaluating its full-year financial outlook. The airline noted this week that the lowered forecast is directly related to Boeing's troubles. Southwest's stock suffered its worst single-day loss after the announcement. Consumer and business news, Aaron Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Aaron Royale, for that information right there on what exactly is going on inside of the world, because, hey, we need to know exactly, if you don't mind. Thank you for sharing some information, for sure. I have to tell you, with everything going on with all these planes lately, you have to really give some consideration into some of the things to think about and to do, no doubt about that, as we are talking. Let me tell you a little bit about some of the numbers that I was able to find. The Dow gained about 37 points to close at 39,043 on Wednesday. The S&P lost about 9 points to close at 5,165, and the NASDAQ lost about 87 points to close at 16,177. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.39 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin climb continued up to over 2% trading, and it's at $73,000. There was, 2,215 flights delayed into and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about, 90 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $792 million. Yeah, $792 million jackpot, or, are you ready for this? A $381 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is an opportunity to do so, because it's all about the game, and now we're playing. We can get in trouble for continuing to say that. I can already tell how this is going to go. So let's talk about some other things that are going on right now. The Prosecuting Attorney Association of Michigan is urging state lawmakers to give them $230 million to help get rid of what they are calling a desperate shortage of the prosecutor in the state. Kalamazoo County Prosecutor Jeff Getting says that the office is short staffed due to being chronically underfunded and has two assistant prosecutor jobs open for nearly 2 years. And you need $230 million for that?
We're going to prosecute 2,300, 2,400 felony cases in a year, and I'm trying to divide those cases amongst 10 assistant prosecuting attorneys.
Getting says that the felony trial attorney are handling double the cases they should, and this misdemeanor lawyer are prosecuting two and three times the number of cases they should. Each would receive about $2.7 million under PAAM's proposal, but the money is not the proposed budget from the governor, Whitmer. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker says that they are struggling to get applicants to fill the open jobs.
We used to get 30 to 40, now we're getting two. It's a different world out there.
It's a different world out there. Go figure. Kalamazoo County Prosecutor Jeff Getting says that they need more money from the state to get attorneys hired.
We're just continuing to ask more and more of people who are overworked in one of the highest stress professions that exists out there.
I mean, not picking on Jeff here, but he sounds pretty stressed out just talking about it. So there you go. Anyways, a new report says that rent in Manhattan's have actually dropped a little over the last year. Andrew Whitman has more.
Street Easy says rents in the borough dropped 1% from February to February. The median rent was a little more than $4,250. Some neighborhoods had more bargains than others. Rents down more than 12% in Battery Park City, down more than 7% in the Village, and just under 6% in Gramercy Park. Rents continue to rise in both Brooklyn and Queens. Andrew Whitman, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, so let's make sure that I understand this. $4,250 is the average rent there? Holy monkeys. Yeah, too bad I don't have my sensor button over here. But man, think about that. Woo, what were you paying for rent? Matter of fact, that's like some people's mortgages. Yeah, I don't know why you'd have a mortgage that high, but that's a whole other story. Anyways, with that being said, before we get into the next thing, let's do some Road to the White House.
Road to the White House 2024. The political stage is set, and it will be a rematch for the White House in 2024. President Biden and former President Trump each clinched their respective parties' nomination Tuesday. Trump had this to say.
Now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated.
Biden, for his part, issued a statement warning that freedom and democracy are at risk here at home in a way that has not been seen since the Civil War. Recent polls show the two essentially dead even in the race for office in November. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, thank you, Brian Shook, for that information right there. No doubt about that. So let's go ahead and do that thing that we do right now, because it sounds like it's main story time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here's a story about a lovely... Oh, no. Wrong thing for sure. So let's get into this because it is that time. You know, we almost call it the midpoint because it's almost the midpoint of the show, but it's not the midpoint. It's that point of the show where we need to talk about some things that are going on. And some people like it, some people don't. Just kind of the way that it goes. It's the fluidity of the show as we go into it. And I would love to talk today about the power of equality. Yeah, the power of equality. You know, just in case if you're lost and not sure, but equality, the noun version, the state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunity. And boy, can we get into some stuff here as we are talking. There is no doubt there. So do you ever sit around and think about the power of equality when it comes to your organization? Do you ever think about the power of equality when it comes to some of the things that happen inside of your world? You know, I'm just asking because some people have complained for a long period of time of equality. about things not being equal. I mean, you can talk about equality between the sexes, the racial equality, the equalities and inequalities in healthcare. I mean, if you really want to break it down, the rights of different groups of people to have similar social position and receive the same treatment. So let me ask the question. Can you tell me about the equality that safety receives similar to operations? Or is it different? What about finance? What about other aspects that are inside of your org? Where does safety fall? And I'm not talking about fall. I'm talking about where does it, you know, get into that line? Because that's the question sometimes. Do things get treated with respect and the dignity that it deserves, or maybe in this fact that it has earned? I ask this question because sometimes things get extremely weird. And I'm going to tell you in a 5-minute main story, we're not going to solve this problem. I can tell you that in a 10-hour main story, we're not going to solve the problem, but we can start a conversation. We can do something that maybe will jar the mind a little bit. We can talk about some things that are going on that might be a little bit different perspective. And I'm not saying go into work today and start complaining, start bitching about, hey, this needs to be fixed, because that's not going to solve anything. But if you start looking at it and go, if I go in and have a convo today and I say, listen, this is not the way that it should be, is that going to solve anything? Number one, probably not. But the other portion that you have to think about is that you can lead to change in regards to what's going on by just starting the conversation. It's not always the best perspective, but sometimes it's a different perspective than what most people would think would should occur. So if you were going to start this conversation, where would it start? I don't think the conversation should start with, oh, things are not great, because that's probably not going to be it. But where does the conversation start for you? Think about that today. If you were going to talk about the power of equality and things on the way that they should change inside of your organization, where would the conversation start? Opposed to us just saying, okay, the same thing over and over again, maybe we start talking about this to see if change can happen. That's something different, isn't it?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Stop what you are doing. Radio Big is in the mix.
Okay, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here doing all of our fun stuff. And we are right here taking a listen to Rhythm of Violence by Beach Love. Yeah, that's what's going on right now. So don't worry about that. Always a good time as we are talking, as we are hanging and doing our thing, that's for sure. Would like to thank Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Apparently it's earphone day in regards to changing these things up and down. Jeez, man. So there you go. This song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. For some reason, I have fallen in love with YouTube Music. Not like that, but you know, you get the point. And I am a music aficionado. Oh. Should I say why, Michelle? No, that's a Guns N' Roses song. Yep, there you go. Okay. The Beach Love, Rhythm of Violence. I like that little tune. Dun, 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 dun. I feel an ad coming out of that. We'll talk about that later. Okay. So with that being said, let's get back into the move and the groove. Thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. There is no doubt there, because we enjoy doing some of that stuff. No doubt about it. New music. Here we are. Let's get it moving and grooving. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And as I say that, that is not a joke. That is serious business. It always is, always will be. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information for you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. And I'm telling you, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once you get there, you just go all the way to the far right, click on the section that says Find Help. Just because you might think for a moment this information's not for you, it could be used for somebody that you know or that needs help. Knowledge is power, so there you go. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse, not so much the multiplex, but the multiverse. And let's talk about some of the things that are happening as we are talking today. So more than half of young workers admit that they use minor illnesses to avoid adulting. Yeah, I did say that. A survey of 1,000 millennials and 1,000 Gen Zers office employees related that 54% of reuse, or refuse, better saying, refuse to do things like laundry, 59%, buying groceries, 59%, and cleaning their room or apartment, 58%. Chores which often end up being done by their unfortunate parents, partners, or roommates. So just about half of young adults get the sniffles, and then they lay around on the couch all day avoiding any kind of household chores. I feel that the need to point this out, about half of the young people are male, too. So that sounds about right. So just for information purposes. Also, more than a third of teens say that they know that they should cut back on the amount of time that they spend on their phones, according to a new survey. The info comes from Pew Research in the U.S. as concerns about the potential harm from social media to young users' mental health and well-being continue to escalate among parents. School and lawmakers say this, all but 5% of U.S. teens have access to smartphones. The good news is the study also found that about 40% of teens say that they have to cut back on their time on social media. It also found that about 40% of teens will tell researchers whatever they want to hear just to get them to bug off. So you have to give that some consideration too. It's not just all fun and games. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Some information right there. Anyways, the family of the 26-year-old Grand Rapids native Breonna Taylor honored her last night at the fourth anniversary of her death by releasing doves on Breonna Taylor's way. Taylor was shot and killed by Louisville, Kentucky police officers who were conducting a no-knock search warrant at her apartment.
Absolutely. It's very important that we keep her name alive, that we continue to fight for justice, because the person who did this to her, the law enforcement that did this to her, he's actually celebrated with new employment.
That's her sister, Dee Dee Taylor. Breonna was on an emergency room technician and a first responder. Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom attended the celebration of Taylor and saying that policing nationwide needs to change and no-knock search warrants are not safe. Dee Dee Taylor says that her family will continue to honor her sister Brianna, who was killed 4 years ago in Louisville.
So at some point, we have to keep her name alive. We have to keep demanding just, but in a respectful way, of course.
Of course, respectful ways are always important in regards to the things that we do. No doubt about that. New York, New York Jets quarterback and potential independent presidential candidate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running mate, Aaron Rodgers, has reportedly shared conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting not being real. Oh, here we go.
CNN reported on Wednesday that it knew of at least two people that Rodgers shared the stories with. Journalist Pamela Brown was covering the Kentucky Derby for CNN in 2013 when she says Rodgers, after finding out her job, began attacking news media for covering up important stories. He then brought up Sandy Hook, claiming it was an inside job by the government, pointing to various conspiracy theories that were disproven on multiple occasions. Rodgers, through an agent, declined to comment to CNN. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Didn't Alex Jones from InfoWars kind of go down this whole thing? Didn't that already happen once before? I mean, I'm just asking. Just a kind of a weird one. Take a listen to this. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is eyeing Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers as a running mate in his bid for White House. Paul DeCastro reports.
Kennedy told the New York Times that Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura are at the top of the list of potential running mates. Rodgers endorsed Kennedy last year, and they've both been outspoken vaccine skeptics. Kennedy recently posted a photo on social media of him and Rodgers hiking together. The 40-year-old Rodgers is entering his second season with the Jets. His first season ended with him rupturing his left Achilles tendon just four plays into the campaign. Paul DeCastro, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul DeCastro, for that one. Take a listen to this. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. Mark Mayfield has more.
If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period. The 32-hour work week act would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. In a press release, Sanders said a 32-hour work week is not a radical idea, adding that American workers are over 400% more productive than they were in the 1940s, and yet millions of Americans are working longer hours for lower wages than they were decades ago. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Oh, so I wonder what that third day off would be. That would be interesting. So there you go. That's it for right now. Let's go ahead and get some, what do we want to do? Some John Smalls into our life. Let's do that Motivation Minute right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Marcus Aurelius said, "Dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars, and see yourself running with them." Very nice. He also said, "Accept the things to which fate binds you and love the people with whom fate brings together, but do so with all your heart." Okay, one more quote from Marcus Aurelius. "Dig deep within yourself, for there is a fountain of goodness ever ready to flow if you will keep digging." Thank you so much for these quotes. I still have a few more for next week, but Marcus Aurelius, he was filled with great wisdom. It seems like each one of his quotes kind of speaks to my heart for some reason. Imagine having people quote you over 1,800 years after you die.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
A major auto safety group says most hands-free driving systems are unsafe. On Tuesday, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety announced that nearly all driving automation systems got poor safety ratings. Out of 14 systems tested, 11 received poor ratings, 2 were rated marginal, and only 1 was rated as acceptable. The clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court, Iris Martinez, is unveiling an initiative designed to protect women's privacy.
The Right to Privacy Initiative will lead the nation in safeguarding women's rights by automatically ceding any
court records that contain women's reproductive health information.
Currently, private matters like abortion and IVF, when mentioned in court hearings, can be in data that's part of the public record. The new technology will be used to redact and seal more than 100 million cases in Cook County. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, if I don't bring it to you, who's going to bring it to you? So there you go. Some stuff to think about as always as we are hanging out doing our thing. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2006, Mike Wallace retires from 60 Minutes after he has hosted the program, ready for this, for 37 years. Yeah, 37 years. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Simone Biles turns 27. Kaylin Lowry turns 32. Greta turns 33. Breacher Lawson, 33. Stephen Curry, 36. Taylor Hansen, 41. Brian Quinn, 48. Daniel Gillis turns 48 as well. Danny Meyer, 66. Billy Crystal, 76. Quincy Jones turns 91. And Michael Caine also turns 91. So there you go, some double 91s going on right there. Let's talk about some days of the year that you can celebrate, and there's quite a few. It's National Pie Day, National Learn About Butterflies Day, Professional Speaker Celebration Day, National Children Craft Day, Popcorn Lovers Day, National, not that one, White Day, I don't even know what that is, International Ask a Question Day, Science Education Day, International Day of Mathematics, World Kidney Day, Legal Assistance Day, Dribble to Work Day. Yeah, Dribble to Work Day, and Crowdfunding Day. Yeah. These are days that I'm telling you about that you can actually celebrate. Makes it a little interesting as we talk about them, no doubt about that, because what else are you going to celebrate? And last but not least, it's potato chip day.
Deep fried and heavily salted potatoes that are oh so good. And there truly is no way you can eat less than a bag. That's actually in your DNA. Osaka Metropolitan University in Japan says they've discovered the junk food gene, but it's also the salt. Vanderbilt University says salt makes you hungry, not thirsty. So we keep eating chip after chip. About 6.5 pounds of them per person every year. I'm Bree Tennis.
Okay, thank you, Bree Tennis, for that information right there. So chippy away if you want to on some of those potato chips today. No doubt about that. If you need a random joke for today, well, I definitely have one for you. Go something like this. Lead me not into temptation. I can find a way myself. Yeah, there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try that. What weird potato chip flavor that doesn't exist do you think should be made? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. If you do this, others automatically assume that you are five years older than what you actually are. What is it? Speak with a large vocabulary. Yep, that will do the trick for you. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. There is no doubt about that. No, seriously, no doubt about that. At the top of the hour, if you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. If you go over to Radio Big with me, I will be talking over there about some of the stuff that's going on inside of the world of music and entertainment. If you hang out with Sheldon Primus, World of Safety Consultant, entirely up to you. So there you go. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Correction does much, but encouragement does more. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
But I don't mind, 'cause the way that you lie.
waiting for my bones to break. I'm